531.
PMN News at 12, I'm Vaimaila Leatino. An Auckland Council member is choosing not to be afraid after being targeted by hateful graffiti in Onehunga. Councillor Josephine Bartley says several offences were tagged with insults about her, and in the past she's also been the subject of verbal and racist abuse during the local election and vaccination campaigns. Bartley says it won't stop her from doing her work, but she's more mindful of safety risks when she's out in public.
When I take my dog out for a walk, I have to look over my shoulder if I hear a weird noise. I never used to have to do that. My Barlangi colleagues on council, I doubt that they have to do that because my family keep telling me, go and do something else where your safety is not at risk. But I feel like God put me in this position and I need to do as much as I can to benefit our communities while I'm in there.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is defending the wave of job cuts, saying he campaigned on slashing the public service. More than 1,000 jobs are proposed to be cut across the Ministry of Education and Oranga Tamariki. Net reductions of 565 jobs at the Education of Ministry and 447 positions at the Children's Ministry have been proposed. Speaking from Bangkok, Luxon says New Zealanders do not want to see wastage of public spending.
Yeah, look, I mean, again, we made a very principled decision. We campaigned on this. We've talked about this. New Zealanders expect it. When you talk to New Zealanders, they do not want to see waste in our public services. They want to know that dollars are being spent and deployed towards the frontline services.
A survivor of abuse in a faith-based institution wants the Pope to apologise to New Zealand survivors during his visit to the Pacific. Pope Francis is due to visit Papua New Guinea in September. Moyapulu Francis Tangaloa suffered sexual and emotional abuse from a Marist brother in the Catholic Church during the 1970s.
Definitely. I would love to see the Pope apologise to New Zealand survivors of abuse and care in the Catholic Church. That's definitely something I would like to see. I know he has apologised to other communities around the world.
The chief executive of Pacifica Medical Association Group says staff turnover is the biggest challenge for public health services in the Pacific. Debbie Sorensen told the Samoa Observer many Pacific nations lose their workforce to New Zealand and Australia. She cited New Zealand's RSE seasonal worker scheme, as well as the health sector, which she says is losing nurses and doctors all the time. Former All Black Ngani Laumape has told the Tonga Rugby Union he wants to play for the Ikaletahi this year. Rugby Pass says the player spoke with new Ikaletahi assistant coach Nili Lotu recently and made himself available ahead of the Pacific Nations Cup in August and September. Laumape, whose parents are from Tonga, has been eligible since November last year. The Kobelco Kobe Steelers player is expected to join fellow former All Blacks Malakai Fekitoa and former Wallaby Israel Folau in the Tongan squad. And that's PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.